Welcome to the Beauty and Bullshit podcast, where I'll be sharing some of my most interesting conversations with the people that I meet while working in the beauty industry.
Women. Wait, you're like recording right now? Like,
yeah.
Oh my God. All right. Hey.
Right, I'm back. It is what, January 10th? So we're in 2022. I hope everybody had a very Merry Christmas if you celebrate Christmas. And a very Happy New Year. The Rona is back on full attack. Everybody's sick. I am blessed to not have had it yet. So keeping my fingers crossed and knock on wood, because Lord knows I do not need to be sick. But to everybody who is sick right now, I am praying for you, and I hope, you know, you just get rest, take your vitamins, take whatever supplements. You know, sea moss is a big thing, and I know that sea moss really, really helps to build your immune system. So, you know, it's a lot of people out there selling it, so get you some and get well. Y'all know holiday season is very busy in the lash industry, in the beauty industry, period. So I have been very busy, but I am back with another episode. So this is season 2, episode 3. And in this episode, we're just having some casual girl talk, and we're talking about relationships, of course, you know. Let's get into it. I'm putting a little bit of my stuff out there, but if you know me, you know. If you don't know me, just, you know, enjoy the stories. Here we go.
Should a relationship be
50-50?
Should you pay half of the bill?
No. Not doing that.
Well, we kind of split stuff, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's okay if you get the food this week and he gets it next week.
But yeah.
Should he...
If we are in a committed relationship, we are living under the same roof, I'm not paying 50-50.
No, right?
I mean, you can pay the mortgage.
That was a roommate.
Yeah, that's a roommate.
Yeah.
You can pay the mortgage. I'll pay the, you know, utilities or whatever. Or... You pay everything. I'll buy the groceries. I'll make sure all the toiletries, all the stuff is in here, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But we not going half and half, like, where's your half of the rent?
Yeah.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah.
Excuse me, what? No.
I didn't hear you.
No, no.
Repeat that one more time.
I'm going to move out, and you can get a roommate. Yeah.
No. I mean, I feel like as long as everybody's kind of contributing, I don't think it has to be split down.
Exactly.
Like
Merry Christmas, bye. Yeah, you're making some kind of contribution to the household.
Right.
But it's not like, mortgage is due, where's your half? Light bill is due, where's your half?
Yeah.
Gas is due, where's your half? Like, what?
Yeah, I will say, like, in my marriage, you know what I mean? That became a huge issue because he closed his business and then, like, didn't really get a job for, like, a year and a half. And basically, like, I was paying all the bills. And then, at first I was like, you know what? Okay, he's floated me in time, you know what I mean? Like, this is my time to give back. Mm-hmm. But then, like, when he was... I could, like, physically, like, see him every day just being lazy or drinking by 2 o'clock or just chilling, not contributing. Or not being, being motivated to contribute. That's when it became an issue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I was like, hell no, this is stupid. Like, you're acting like a dick and I'm paying all the bills here and, like, making sure everything's happening.
Yeah, you're like a third child at this point.
Yeah, so that's when it became a problem, but... You know, I didn't mind for, like, a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. You know, it's because you're supposed to be, like, this team. And this
Especially if you're married.
Yeah, that's what one person has to do to kind of, like, get you through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To whatever. Then I think it's okay. But It's when you physically see the other person, like, not caring. Yeah, no, that's just crazy. That someone's paying all the bills and doing all the stuff. That's when I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Why am I doing this?
Right.
You're not even trying to rejoin the team. You're right. Like, oh, you got it.
Yeah.
I'm not your mother.
Yeah. So, there's so many scenarios out there. It's like, I don't know, kind of crazy.
Have you ever dated somebody that you look back and like, what was I going through?
Yeah. So, I was with this guy. Yeah, I was in college and basically knew this dude through high school. And we kind of flirted with each other a lot, but we were never together. And then, like, I was in, like, a long-term relationship and that ended, you know, whatever. And then we kind of, like, the guy, his name was Chris. Mm-hmm. And we started hanging out and, you know, he was just, like, the bad boy kind of guy and always just felt like, oh, he's so cool. Mm-hmm. Like, I just want to hang out with him, you know, whatever. So, and I'll, and mind you, dude's working at a fucking pizza shop, okay?
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah, he's just chilling, like, working at the pizza shop. And I was like, dude, you ain't doing nothing. Why don't you just, like, pack your shit and come with me to California? Mm-hmm. So he did. He packed his stuff, and we lived in California for 2 years while I was finishing college, and he worked at another store out there, similar pizza shop type mm-hmm. job, you know what I mean? He wasn't doing shit. He was just smoking weed, hanging out, like, just doing, like, whatever job. Mm-hmm. My mom bought me, like, a brand new TV, and just to date myself, this is when TVs went from being the big old box thing to, like, a flat screen.
Flat screen,
and when,
baby.
Remember when flat screens first became affordable?
Yes.
And you were like, holy shit, I can actually get a flat screen for, like, $300 mm-hmm. now. You know what I mean? So, like, my mom got me a flat screen TV for Christmas, and he had already bought us a flat screen TV. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, you know, I'll just keep it in the box and, like, put it in the closet. And, like, you know, one day when we move to, like, a bigger, nicer apartment,
yeah,
I'll have my own flat screen TV. So, you know, we were, like, going through some stuff, not really getting along. And I was like, you know what? I feel like we need to, like, you know, move apart for a little while. Mm-hmm. So I was, like, going to move back to my parents' house. And I went to get my flat screen out of the closet. And lo and behold, it was not there.
He stole it.
So I was, like, you know, moving my shit and literally, like, in passing was like, oh, I forgot to ask you, like, where did you move that flat screen my mom gave me? And he just looked me dead in the face and was like, I pawned it. And I was like,
wow.
What?
Are you on drugs?
Yeah, I was like, you pawned it? Are you kidding me right now?
Because you broke up with him?
No, he pawned it because he didn't have rent money that month before.
Oh, my goodness.
And he decided to go into the closet and get my TV.
That your mama bought you.
That my mother bought me for Christmas and pawned it. And so it was like a $300 TV. And I was like, basically, like, just in awestruck. And I was like, well, how much did you get for it? And he was like, $75.
Oh, no. We're like, going to Judge Judy. I want my $300 back.
I was like,
we're going to Judge Judy.
Oh, my God. So I remember just, like, leaving and being like, what was I thinking? Like, I'm so stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so this story gets even better, y'all. Are you ready for this? Okay, so basically I was like, oh, you thought we were done. We are done, right? So I move home. So he's calling me. Even his mother is calling me.
No.
Like, I can't believe you're breaking up with
what?
It's like, he, no, he really loves you. He just made a mistake. I'm like, whatever. So I had just opened my store, and he came into the shop one night and was like, hey, I just want to see if we can, like, work this out. And I was like, dude, I just can't believe you fucking pawned the TV that my parents got me for Christmas. Like, it was in the box, brand
yeah.
new. Never even taken out of the box.
And only got $75. You didn't get your rent money.
Yeah, so stupid. So he's like, no, I'm going to make it up to you. I got you another TV. So I was like, okay. Thinking like, oh, shit, I'm going to at least get my TV back, right?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I go to the car. And he went to a pawn shop and bought another fucking used TV that had stickers on it and dust and had it in the backseat car.
No,
and
sir.
Was like, here you go. And I was like, wait, where's the box? Like, this is not my TV. And he was like, I know, but this is what they had at the shop. So I grabbed this and I was like.
And you think we about to work something
yeah,
out?
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, nah. And we broke up for real. I mean, we were already broke up, but, like, it was good
mm-hmm.
right there, and it was done. But, like, looking back on it, I'm like, oh, you were so stupid. You knew he was a loser before you even took him to California.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, You just did that because you were scared to go by yourself.
Yeah.
And I think, like, what could have my life have been if I wouldn't have drugged this guy along with me?
When you have, if you had went by yourself.
Yeah, if I would have went by myself, I would have been meeting new people, dating different people. I might not even be living here right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, golden lining, you learn from everything. You gotta, you know, whatever. But, yeah, that was pretty much my dumbest situation of all dudes I ever hung out with.
They're all interesting.
But it's so stupid. I was like, this is the, it doesn't even have a box. Yeah. I was like, this is a TV? No. Ugh.
I dated this one guy that I refused to even acknowledge, like, at all. I don't know what I was going through at the time. He was somebody that I kind of already knew through other people. And we only dated for a few months, but, like, I knew him through other people. He was definitely not, like, my type. But at that point in my life, I just wanted to, like, have fun. He was younger than me. Oh, my God. He was the worst. He was the worst. I can't even, like, y'all, I can't even tell y'all where he worked at because y'all gonna look at me cross-eyed.
What? You have to. Now you have to tell us.
Okay, when I first started talking to him, he said he had two jobs, right?
Oh, God.
He was working.
Did he work at a strip club?
No, he was working at UPS.
Okay, that's a good job. I'm sorry. Right? Like, people want to make fun of, like, oh, that's just a UPS job.
That wasn't the job.
Oh, okay.
He said he had two jobs, and he was working at UPS, and he was working at Taco Bell.
Oh, okay.
I never saw him go to UPS, though.
Oh, he really was.
I never saw him go to UPS. Like, probably 2 weeks after we started dating, he said, he quit UPS because somebody got caught stealing packages and they called him in the office. I'm like, yo ass is stealing the packages.
Yeah.
First of all, but anyway, he worked at Taco Bell, y'all.
Mm.
And he lived down the road. So I was driving down to see him. He did not dress well.
And he worked at Taco Bell.
And he worked at fucking Taco Bell. So,
did
but he
was, bring you free tacos?
Nah, I ain't so, like, he was a nice guy, but he would do stuff. You know, like, after dealing with a shitty boyfriend, you deal with somebody who, like, surprises you. He was the type of dude that would surprise you with stuff, right? Yeah. So one day, like, I get in the car and he's like, I got a surprise for you. What is it? A fake ass bracelet. He would just
like a surprise fake Tiffany bracelet or a fake Gucci
jewelry. And I'm like, thank you. This is nice. But then, like, me and my friends would laugh about it. Like, why is he giving me fake jewelry? But he was really broke. Like, I don't know what. I posted him on my page, y'all. Oh, my God. I posted him on my page. And to this day, if anybody asks me, did I date this guy, I say I don't even know who he is.
You pretend you don't know
him? I pretend I do not know him. He was awful. And, okay, this is a whole nother part of the story, y'all. He was married.
Oh, my God.
He was married. But they were in the middle of the divorce. Like, it had already been filed. It was already happening. Mm-hmm. Child, he was trying to cheat on me with his wife.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, if y'all want to get back together, listen.
Just go ahead.
Just go ahead. I will never get in the middle of that. Y'all are actually two married people. If y'all want to work it out and not get divorced, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he was just lying about it. This girl was freaking posting my pictures on her Instagram page. She was sending me messages and then blocking me. I was like, it was to the point where I was like, I'm about to go beat this bitch up. And then I had to say, you know what? This man is not worth it.
Yeah,
he is not worth it.
They can have each other.
Honey. But yeah, it was just ghetto all the way around. And so, yeah, I remember some girl actually sent me a message asking me, like, did I date him? And I'm like, I don't know who that is. And she's like, are you sure his name is blah, blah, blah on Instagram? And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I don't know how you got here, but...
You got the wrong one.
You got the wrong page. Like, that's one that I would never even, like, count ever. Mm. It was just awful. And he was not, like, y'all, he took my bad bitch credit score down at least 100 points. I had to redeem myself.
I got a bad bitch credit score coming down story for y'all, but it's not me, it's my friend, okay? And so basically this, my really good friend, she knew this guy in high school, right? And he was like the shit in high school, right? Like super hot, like bad boy, whatever. Mm. Well, it turns out dude robbed banks.
Okay? Whoa. Yeah.
So, yeah, he was a bank robber. So he got arrested. And he did. He robbed banks, okay? He got arrested. And he, this is local, like within our, like, three town area, okay? He went away for, like, 15 years.
Oh, my God.
So we're all working at the store. And she's like, you're never going to believe who I saw in the bar last night. And I was like, oh, who? And she's like, this dude that I used to, like, have a crush on in high school, except he got arrested for robbing banks. And right away, I was, like, the smart older one that was like,
girl, no.
No way. Like, what are you thinking about? She's like, no, you don't understand. He looks so fucking good right now. And I was like, dude, no, this is not a good idea for you. Like, I don't think, like, okay, where's your future with the bank robber? You know what I mean?
Just got,
like,
out of prison.
Yeah, like, it's not gonna work. So she's like, you know why I ain't thinking about that right now? I'm just thinking about what his chest looks like. I was like, okay, well, whatever. So they pursue this relationship, and they're literally dating for 3 months, okay? Mind you, wardrobe was from 15 years ago because the motherfucker been locked up.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
God.
So he was wearing, like, these really big, crazy, baggy jeans and, like, all this stuff that was, like, 15 years ago, right? Uh-huh. Like, literally his same clothes from, like, high school. So she bought him a whole new wardrobe from my shop, like, hooked him up, like, fully kitted him out, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Just, like, whatever. She's like, but he's just trying to get back on his feet again. He looks so good. They're, like, sleeping together, hanging out. And then all of a sudden, one night, he, like, takes her out, and he's got all this money.
Oh, no, baby. You done robbed the bank.
He sure did. Yes, he did. Yep. So she was like, girl, something's up. Like, last night we went to dinner. He paid for dinner. Like, I know he's trying to get back on his feet again, but he had, like, a lot of cash. I don't think this is right. And I was like, I'm telling you right now, I think he's robbing banks again. And she was like, there's no way. He's not. This is a true story, you guys. I swear.
This casual bank robber.
Yeah. So, turns out, sure enough, he was he got caught robbing banks again up in Hagerstown.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, he was doing dumb shit. He was like the guy that would go into the bank with the note and just, like, slot it over to the teller, and they would give him the cash right from the drawer. He never asked for shit from the safe.
And he would just walk out.
He would leave with, like, you know, 5-6 grand. And he did it 3 times while they were dating until he got caught. And basically, he got arrested again, and he
went
was gone.
Back to damn jail, yeah. Like a fool.
That motherfucker's sitting in jail somewhere right now in West Virginia or Pennsylvania right now. And she dated him for 3 months when he got out, and I was like, God.
No, girl. 3 times in 3 months?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, he would, you know, those, like, remember back in the day when you had a whole bunch of cassette tapes, and you would, like, have those holders in your car that you put them in the slots?
Yeah.
He had that in his car, and that's how he got arrested. He got pulled over for something, and they saw his record. And they immediately were like, we need to search the car.
Search the car.
And there it was, all the money in the fucking cassette tape holder.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So they immediately then linked him back to the bank, traced the numbers on the bills or whatever they do nowadays. And
what a fool.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, so crazy. But, you know, this is a girl now that, like, just got done building, like, a super nice house and is, like, married to a dude with a dope job and has 2 kids. And
at least she wasn't Bonnie and Clyde in it with him.
No, thank God. But it was so funny because I remember when she told me she was dating him, I was like, no. You can't date a guy that just got out of prison that robbed banks. But, yeah, we laugh about it all the time.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
So casual.
Right. Like, he was just up there robbing banks.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't care what his chest looks like. It doesn't matter. He's like, no, what, you don't understand. He's so hot. I'm like, well, he's also a criminal.
You don't
got to
be his girlfriend.
Yeah. He's a criminal. It's crazy. But, yeah, crazy story.
A whole criminal, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Bank robber.
She said he paid for dinner.
Yeah. And that's how she knew.
He robbing banks again, girl. Because
she had been paying for everything all along the way. Because he was like, you know, when you first get out of prison, I think you go to, like, one of those, like, halfway houses, and he was in the halfway house. And so he would stay at her house, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then had to be home by a certain time and, like, all this stuff.
Ooh, I would never date another man down on his luck. I don't care how down on your luck you are.
Yeah.
You better get up out my face.
Yeah.
Yeah. No way.
So, yeah, it's a funny thing. Funny thing.
Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
All right, that's it for season 2, episode 3. As always, you can catch up with me on Instagram at Beauty and Bullshit. Bullshit is spelled with a Y. You can also follow me at Ms.Jeph, J-E-P-H. And let me know what you think about the episode. And yeah, I'm going to be posting another episode pretty soon. So just, you know, keep up with me on Instagram. Put your post notifications on, whatever. If you enjoyed this episode, leave me a review. And until next time. I would give like 10%. You deserve like half of that.